I want to just explain after Kudigar, I think we might have done over the past years, everything in Torah is like a pyramid. It starts with the mashal in the pasuk of Bereishis, everything else is merumas. Everything in Torah is everything that happened after the Chumash is merumas in the Chumash. Now, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoche Asta Asta, so that's this tkufa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all these psukim, each of these psukim somehow contain a little bit of a nekuda of what Purim is about, of what the Megillah is about, and so on. So we're holding a Mutzamach test. Ravashi Mehacha. So Ravashi brings a pasuk that's written about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he brings it over here. It says, Anisa Lekim Lova Lekachas Goy Mikarav Goy. Ratzoloima. Ki Aktolos Yisrael Mashem Yisrael Baruch Lokach Yisrael Eilov. Ukirichsiv Lova Lekachas Goy Mikarav Goy. So the pasuk says, did it ever happen that a HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take a nation out from within another nation? The pasuk is going on Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael was part and parcel of Mitzrayim. And Umipnei kachoyin itzoylem sheyisrael heim al Hashem Yisborach v'im am shaloi. V'lekach kasha nitnu lehashmir leharig v'nimsu legamri b'yatsenehem dovazi efsha kisrael heim al Hashem Yisborach. V'lechein hoitza Hashem Yisborach hoitza miyada. So the Maral explains the nekud of this pasuk. Part of the problem that we have is all of the tzaris and the wars with Klal Yisrael and the Muslim sound the same. Klal Yisrael was there, a goy started up with them, Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them. But there really was very, very significant differences in what the tzura was. Now, sometimes, what does it mean if somebody comes and attacks me from the outside? So, let's give a mashal. Lahavdul, why not Lahavdul? Because it's the same goyim. When Germany, when they conquered different countries, had different setups. Lamashal, when they conquered the part of Czechoslovakia, they said hey, it's Bechlal Germany. When they conquered Poland, they said Poland is Poland, but Poland is a nation that it's too stupid to exist on its own, and we'll run Poland. When they took France, they said France is its own nation, but their government is a nasty government. We want a government that's a good government, but about it's coolly French. So there's a relationship in terms of I'm an outside enemy, I'm coming against you. That's one tsura of Asaina. And there's a tsura of Asaina where you absorb the other one, and you're holding to be part of yourself. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim had that nekuda to a degree. In other words, they were part of Mitzrayim. They were in Mitzrayim, and they were they were goy b'kerev goy. That's in a certain sense, he's going to explain how in Paras it was the same thing, and it was in a sense was much worse. Lamashal. When Bavel came against Eretz Yisrael, came against Eretz Yisrael, they were willing that the Jews should remain Eretz Yisrael until they rebelled, and then they had to make Seder over there. The Greeks wanted to influence the religion. Paras swallowed up Klal Yisrael, and it was within Paras the strength that they had to kill them all wasn't a war Umma against Umma. It was because they were kol kuloi a part of it. They were kol kuloi of it. Now, the on the one hand, if somebody, Marshall, today, everyone understands that you don't, when a nation is dealing with internal affairs, you don't step in because it's their personal business. What they do, how they run their country is their personal business. You can't tell them don't run it. It's when there's aggression against an outsider, you do something. So if Klal Yisrael Chas V'Sholom loses its tzura, and they're part and parcel of another ummah, then the Yeshua is much further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Klal Yisrael against being attacked by Persia. It's a Persian city that, not even a city, it's part of the Persian Empire that's having some issues with the emperor, so that has nothing to do with anybody else, ke'ilu. But me'idach gisa, if even when they are part and parcel of a different metzias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in because it's his ummah, it's a much stronger sense of his ummah. In other words, the Yeshua was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a goy mikerev of goy. He took Klal Yisrael even when they seemed to be part of something else and made it his ummah. So this, on the one hand, the sakana and reasons for not having Yeshua are much more powerful. It's this person. It's like you don't mix into if a family has its internal issues. So you don't mix in so readily because it's their internal issues. But if it's your child or something, then you say to yourself, you know, it's not their internal issues, it's my issue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, the reason for the Hatzolah was only because the Am Shaloi. Ulakach, he says, Kasha nitnu lehashmon el harik v'nimso gam yotzenayim, dovezei efsha. In other words, it wasn't the pshat that they were ready to attack Kaisel and kill Kaisel. They were nimsa means they were in the hands of, they were under the dominion of that Ummah, and that's something that's impossible because of Klal Yisrael's Mitzias. Olkach hoitz Hashem Yisparuch oisa miyodei. V'chein dorshu apostel zatzias Mitzrayim. K'zeshu shoymet asu b'me'imoy, v'zeh ha'nisa l'kim lo v'lkach so gerke, goyim aloshin kirbay krov. In other words, to take it out, the word mikerev means from the very within. In other words, this lechura is part and parcel of it. It's an impossibility that Klal Yisrael should be oimed for kiloyin machmas that they're nimsa to someone else. That's an impossibility. I want to talk a little bit about this nekuda. You find a terrible, terrible avera that's called mesira. And it's when a person is meiser, I guess the way it's translated is not correct, but the translation is when you tattle on somebody, when you report somebody to the goyim and so on and so forth. That's what the word mesira is translated at. That's not true. And I also want to talk a little bit about the chumrah of it. Mela, when you give over a person's nefesh to umasaylam, but even giving over rechush, being meiser rechush, is asa. So mela and nefesh, or let's, you know, ritzicha in some ways doesn't have that terrible tzad of mesira, even though one is a grama and one is a vaday. It's certainly chavala and mesira are two different worlds. And even mesiras rechush. So what is mesiras rechush? It's gneiva, gzela, mazik, and it's not like that. And the way the way it's described in the Gemara and Allah Kitoy Michmar, the mesira has to be in a way that the lashon is like a trapped animal, like an animal that's boxed in completely. The knach of mesira is that you're being meiser Klal Yisrael to shulchan ha'amim. It's a chetimtze, nefashes, but any consequence that the person is suffering, the deeper nekuda is because you're giving over the shlita of Klal Yisrael to Mesoilam. And that's a terrible, in other words, you're being mafkia the Shem Shemayim from it, from Klal Yisrael, and giving it over to Mesoilam. It's true in the world Mesira. It's true also in the Moshe Pasuk says that Avodai v'le Avodim l'Avodim. It's any time you place a person within the framework of an outside shulton, it's going against the heart of Klal Yisrael in Pshat that it's Afko of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Klal Yisrael was mufka and that's why it was either or. If it's matzliach, then the pshat is, it's not somebody hurt Klal Yisrael. then they would have been mafkia the Shem Yisrael, and the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out was because it's an impossibility be'etzim, and therefore at some point HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to reclaim his Ummah. Upasuk said, Dor Shagam Katsiyas Mitzrayim, Ki Kashar Hoye Mitzrayim Hoye Tachas Yorim Legamri, Vaz Nema Nisa Lekim Lover Lekasar Goy Mekarab Goy, V'chein Kashar Nimsu Yad Homan Lasvin Kertsoyne. So those were two cases of all the other treves. These were the two cases where there was a goy b'kerav of goy. Vaz Hashem Yisparach lokach Yisrael miyodei. V'dov ze moir al goy la ha-geula. Ki kasha lokach oiso miyad acha elav, moir ze la dibuk ha-goma shesh Hashem Yisparach. So the dveikus of Klal Yisrael is in when even a situation when they seemingly became not Klal Yisrael, they still bounce back. We spoke once on the Pesach Yigyan, and the Maral asks, it says that if Chaisel would have gone to Memtia Shire Tuma, they wouldn't have been Nigal. And the question is, there was Haftoch on Gula, so how could that happen? And the answer is, the Maral says, Geula means to take A away from B. To take A and cut it in half, and to make A1 and A2, is not Geula. So had Klal Yisrael sunk, they would have become Mitzrayim, and then it's not Shaykh Geula. It's not the Pshat Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be goyel them. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is no process of Geula. So, but Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow it to become that way, because being Am Yisrael means they still have the Kesher no matter what. Loikin Kasher Yitachs Mitzrayim Shul Nimsu Lagam Chaloysam Sushusim. Al Kasher Nimsu Yad Haman Lechaloysam. Vashem Yisbaruch Lokachoysim Eilov. It says
that if all the ma'adim are bottle, Purim would not be bottle. Rambam brings it. It's a matter of ki ma'adim kulam ma'irim hachibu v'advekis sheis Yisrael Hashem Yisbaruch. Every moed is a certain kesha of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's mashal ma'adavadayma. When a person is dating, a moed is a date really, and it's a process of meeting somebody. You know, when you're going out, you date somebody. When you get married, so you're man and wife. What does it mean you're dating? Dating means occasionally get together. In modern day society, there's a need to date because you can go a few weeks without seeing your wife. When the world was more or less ketikunoi, a person worked in the day and he came home at night. So a moed is a time of meeting. So yontif is a person is away, and he comes a yontif kadosh baruch hu. Said lovely, that's not going to be there. Well, kach nikra moed kmoi bnei adzicho me'ala kapiris shuloshen viyud v'chibu. It's a type of meeting and getting together. Ulo asid kasher yisrael achibu adir kasher zoch yoiser lekach yichibu zasher me'adim batal. So if you're always living in proximity, if you're married, what does it mean you're going to be dating? Al Purim shemoyer al chibud veikus hagomo kasha kochem yar homa dovze yibotol. Purim is the zman when it's megala that Klal Yisrael can't lose the veikus. Notice there are three stages. There's a stage of meeting somebody, and that's one level of veikus. There's a second stage of getting married, let's say that's a permanent veikus. But Purim is a bigger oimik. It means it's not you got married because you happen to get married. It's an igloi milsa that you can't not be married. That even if you seem to be mufkat, then you still come back. Al Purim al chibud veikus agomah shachem yad haman dovez ayir batal. V'sever avalaza gam yom kippur won't be batal because kippur is also the Indian of coming back after Chet, which means that it's a siluk. It means you can't leave. Even if you try to leave, you come back. So first of all, so he's meramis here, the kesha between Purim and Yom Kippur, that both of them mean that it's a situation where Klal Yisrael is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it can't become undone. Chet can't undo it, and so on. I want to go back a second and focus a little more on the etzem part that he's saying about being bottled to the other umas and so on. And I'm toy fighting. there is a Sameach Meshech Chochma. He says on the Inyan of Shleishinas Lashenem El Busha Veshmam, he has a kasha. It's very nice to wear Bekesha, it's very nice to call yourself Beryl, to speak Yiddish, everything is very good. But it's certainly not, contrary to Bavi Pina, it's not mitzvah essays, it's not chmuris. So Kalayas was over and all Averis, they were Kemar over and Abedazor and everything, and they had these redeeming factors. Nice, but I mean, you don't find it ever mentioned as a particular mitzvah in any sense, and so on. So he answers like this. He says Klal Yisrael has two phases. It's very interesting. I mean, it's kind of a, I don't know to put the word modern type of pshat, but he says Klal Yisrael has two phases. When the kitikunam al artzom kitikunam, then Klal Yisrael is as an inyan of mitzvahs and averis, and those are the most important parts, obviously. That is what it's about. He says when Klal Yisrael is in the golus with umas ha'ilam, then the most important thing is to hang on to the Shem Yisrael. That the person still consider himself Yisrael. Identifying with Yisrael, and with Shem Yisrael, is the mohus of Klal Yisrael in that kufa of Golos and Shivut. That's what he says. I want to try to focus on it a bit. The biggest nisoyan is when we're bein umas olam, the biggest nisoyan is to stay with a sense of distinction, difference. When the goyim were mean and bad and cruel, etc., it wasn't hard. It was just simply a lot of adifis. There was a nisoyan to hold on to the emuna, the Klal Yisrael is you know Am Hashem, despite the fact that we're in the dofim and so on. The hanging on to it when the matzav is good is a much stronger. The nisoyan of a tkufa of golos of goy bekerav goy is that we're part and parcel of it, and these are harder ones to paskin because Mishnah Berurah doesn't cover Thanksgiving's Day, sports, and a lot of halachas, and they are you know each one's oimel fi shigel das at a person. There's a certain hafgah of the Shem Yisrael when we culturally, mentally, emotionally identify ourselves with umas olam, and the being meisa Yisrael to umas olam. So certainly in Yom of Masir, as it's written, is bad and terrible, and so on. But on, even in the good. There's a tremendous nisoyan of being here and still seeing yourself as being apart. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's part of the hashgacha, that one of the reasons why, whether it was Spain or other places, when the Golas got to a matzav where Klal Yisrael had real nisoyanis in terms of becoming absorbed, and possibly becoming part and parcel of it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu started making life uncomfortable. But it shouldn't have been that way. The nisayon was to see if you could retain your own sense of self or not. That's the nisayon of it. And it's Klal Yisrael's strong kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even if you take yourself. I mean, one of the terrible tragedies of the war of the Churban in Europe was Jewish children that were given over to Mitzrim, to Christians, and remain such. There's a sense of a piece of Klal Yisrael being subsumed to umas olam. Of all the things, there's the sense of shulton of over us, and we became part of that umma. That's a terrible hagasha. The k'toshim ha-k'toshim, and that's that. But those who became a chelik of some other umma, there's a terrible, terrible hagasha in it. It's a hafgah from the etzem shem Yisrael, from Yisrael. So Purim is a zman where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that chiba, the Nenum, Misidas, and Hashverosh, all those areas were the same areas. There were areas where Klal Yisrael had the Nisayon of being part and parcel of a different Ummah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that it'll never happen. There's no such thing. If it's a matzav where Klal Yisrael is attacked, the Ummah Yisrael could attack us and could make and could do damage. If it's a matzav where Klal Yisrael is nimsa, there is no such matzav. It might look like that and so on, but akaponim, it's something which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mafkia. And it's a certain, I guess, a certain connection avoided for us. It's more subtle. It's something that's hard to be done on protim. But understanding that we are apart, we're distinct, we're not it, we're goy be kerev goy, and it's an isayin because we have to deal with the world around us in an intelligent and menschlich way. But to keep the shmira of the person being apart is the gufan isayin. Okay, Ad Kan, the Chodesh, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see the next piece, Bez Hashem. So I guess we want to go through a little bit Seder HaYoyim on the Inyanim of Purim. I guess, let's start with...